course of action you're following is the least costly in terms of men's lives and least costly in terms of risk to our security. And whether we can continue that course is in some respects in the hands of the North Vietnamese, but as long as we can maintain an independent government in South Vietnam without the increase in casualties that we would bear if we attack the North, we ought to follow this course of action. I think they all agree with that.
What else you get from them?
All